Hey guys, Keith here with Gunday Brunch. Joining me today is Joey in spirit, rather in voice, because he just had a rather substantial technical difficulty involving a lawnmower. He's not missing limbs, but he is missing Wi-Fi, so.
Lawnmowers and cable cords don't get along.
They do not, unfortunately. One is very choppy, and one does not need to be chopped. Anyway, today's episode, as usual, brought to you by Brenner barking vociferously in the background, brought to you by Bleecker Street Publications and Taurus USA. The Taurus Heritage and Ross Brands are our partners on this podcast, and we appreciate their sponsorship and their continued working with us, as well as lending us Caleb, who is not here with us today because he went down to Georgia to test new shall not be mentioned scientific things that you may or may not see in the near future, because we're approaching certain times and certain shows and certain times in the release cycle where we will see new things. So there you go. Spoiler alert, new things are coming, and they've been shot a lot. But we're not going to talk about new things today on this episode. We're going to talk about old things. Or rather, bargain things you find as you are searching around, perhaps the internet. They might be new, but they're generally not the newest edition because you find them on clearance racks, or you find them on flash sales, or you find them on used gun racks. And you go, what the heck? And you end up taking home new rifles that you didn't intend to for things like your birthday. I wouldn't know anything about that, though. So, Joey, what would you say is the best bargain you've come across? And it doesn't have to be a gun. It can be an ATV or like a golf cart, or just like the thing you found for an absurd price that you could not pass up because we live in the Midwest and that's illegal.
I would have to say best bargains I've come across have definitely been in the snowmobiles where you just have people getting rid of them.
Oh, seasonal vehicles. That's a good.
Yeah, it's always amazing. It'll be the summer. It'll be in the middle of the summer, and somebody will be like, I don't really need the I don't need this taking up my garage space. So then they'll list a snowmobile for, a grand that has nothing wrong with it and is going to run another 20 years.
Just because they want to get it out. To switch seasons on it, a really good time to pick up boats is the end of the boating season here in Michigan. So right about now, as people are starting to get them out of the water, great time to pick up boats. A buddy of mine, I helped haul the boat, so I claim some I claim some real estate on the boat because I helped transport it and make it do the things. But we found a wonderful 26-foot pontoon nearby for like $6,000. It was easily like if you had wanted to let it sit on the market for even 30 days, you probably could have gotten $25,000 or $30,000 out of this boat. But they clearly didn't. They just wanted to move it in this case because they'd gotten the boat's successor and needed the space to park it where the current boat was. So amazing pontoon for, $6,000 that I think they ended up flipping for eight after about 3 years. When they moved on from their rental house that had the dock. So they made a little money on it, or at least they at the very least covered all their costs that they had in the boat. And then somebody else got a bargain on the boat because it was still in great, condition at eight. Again, you probably could have gotten 25 or 30 out of this thing. It was very nice. Seasonal vehicles, guys. Seasonal vehicles are amazing bargains. To turn this back into the gun industry talk, however, allow me to pivot to. Got a client texting me pictures of, I can't find this thing. I found, never mind, I found it, which is fun.
Pretty much
Yep.
my job.
So I will talk about this wonderful little thing that I came across recently. I thought that I had found one of the just absolute most absurd deals that I could have ever imagined when I ran across an LWRC SPR, not an IC SPR, the piston driven SPR for like $13.99 or like $14.49 or something like that, about $1,000 off the tag of the gun. New and clearly unfired on a wall at a local gun store. And I'm like, well, I have to get that. And so I did. And then I'm like, well, that will never happen again in any way, shape, or form. And then, yeah, I found this, which is a SIG 516 Gen 2 upper on a now defunct ZEV Technologies lower with forward controls inside it. And that was $699, and I was like, okay, well, those uppers went for like $1,100, $1,150 at one point. Although, if this was one of the LEO release uppers, so it went to a department and then got put back, whether it was used or not, those were less expensive. Those ended up being like $599 and sometimes $499, depending. But retail, they were usually in the $1,150 range. So, yeah. I bought a poverty version of the H&K 416 M27 because that's what that upper was designed to compete with, was the 416 MR556 type contracts with the, piston uppers. And SIG did a pretty good job at them. So I haven't shot that one yet, but I'm looking forward to running it maybe in the next couple of weeks and seeing if it was a good $6.99 spent. I'm pretty sure it's a good $6.99 spent.
Well, yeah, speaking of deals, I just saw this morning some of the departments are getting rid of their less lethal, their Remington 870s, which still shoot normal cartridges. And those are going for $200 a pop. And it's still a Remington 870, so it's not going to break.
Yeah, it's an 870. Fun fact, guys. Fun fact in the bargain hunting. If you need something that a department runs and you are willing to sit on and wait a little while and hunt some of the places that these come up, like AIM Surplus and a few others, if you can bargain hunt those and just wait until the police turn-ins start going, it ends up, funny enough, it ends up being less expensive because of the man hours involved to replace service weapons once they reach a certain life cycle and once they reach a certain time. It ends up being less expensive to replace the batch than it does to put in the hours to service the batch and then do parts orders and everything like that. It's a weird math. And I didn't believe it until I saw it sketched out. But you can get to Gen 5 Glocks, even Gen 5 MOS Glocks sometimes, but especially the pre-MOS Gen 5s. You can get Gen 5 Glocks that are in phenomenal condition or even unissued condition, but are police turn-in and therefore significantly cheaper than a new in box Gen 5. And especially with the Koa cut right now, you're not going to see a Koa cut gun out of Glock for a minute. Those are all allocated for big orders right now, so you're not going to see a Koa cut gun for a minute in the Glock sphere. And so the alternative to if you need something now is to go secondary market and hunt these still very good deals. Get that plus a quality plate plus a quality optic, and you might only be in $700, $800 in
Right.
all said and done to a very well-supported gun. So these bargains
And
are out there.
I believe it or not, guns still work phenomenally, even if they have a couple scrapes and bruises on them.
It's a weird thing that surface scratches and dings and dents and The one that still gets me to this day are people who freak out about brass discoloration on the shell deflector of the AR-15. You know, the parts specifically designed to be hit by brass.
Yep.
There's
Oh,
brass discoloration on the thing that gets hit by brass. Yes. Yes.
yep.
Yes. It's to the point that when like the various companies do various tricks to leave the factory new guns unmarred, they'll tape up that, but they'll put a bunch of layers of tape on that part, or they'll do a number of other things. Sometimes they'll pad it. Sometimes they have a little like sleeve, a sock that'll go over it temporarily because they need to run a mag or something through the gun and make sure it works. If a lot of these companies don't just test fire like three rounds, they'll test fire a full mag, through the gun to make sure it cycles, make sure it locks back in the last round, make sure everything is working and that your gun is good. Because it's a duty style gun. It's designed to run. They want to make sure it runs. So the oh my gosh, there's brass discoloration on my brass deflector thing still gets me every time. Like, yes, that's what it's there for. You will also see discoloration start to happen on your bolt face. You'll also see a little bit of marring and a little bit of wear as the bolt unlocks and relocks inside there because there's metal on metal wear occurring. You'll see it on your trigger and hammer pack. The surfaces there that are metal on metal, they will wear and they will get shinier and they will start to polish over time. And people losing their minds about these things, I'm just like, what world must you like? You must never have seen the inside of any machine ever, not worked on it in the slightest.
You've never opened the hood of a car.
Yep. You've never looked at your brake pad. You've never looked like nothing, just absolutely nothing. And you're like, no, it must remain clean and shiny forever. It's like, man, if you just wanted a showpiece to, hang on the wall, cool. One, cool. You can buy it for whatever you want. But
It's a
like,
showpiece. It's nothing
yeah,
more.
then it's a showpiece. It's like wanting a vehicle with 0 miles on it. Like it gets done, they don't even turn on the engine. They just roll it to wherever they want it, clean it up, and then you just have it sit there to look pretty. And I'm like, that, okay. It's
Yep.
not what I'd do with it or most users would do with it, but
They're meant to
cool,
be
man.
driven.
Cool. Another one that I'm seeing a lot of places right now are really good optic deals. I'm going to shout out Palmetto State here
Yes.
for some really good optic deals that they've been running recently on older sites, but still good sites. They ran a deal recently on a HoloSun 407 that I think they got an exclusive on. It's a 3 minute FDE color, tan color, and they were like $199, and they've regularly run Vortexes, the Solars, the Spark Solars, that have both a AR height mount included and a low height mount included, a flush fit T1 T2 pattern mount included. So you can go flat to a rail, like if you have a Kuna or if you have an AK or something like that that runs really low optics. The Spark Solars have been very, very good for me. And those are like $99 right now. I think I saw another email this morning that they still have a batch and they're like $99. So like it may not be your daily driver optic. You might want an aim point or something like that for your daily driver optic, but man, $99 for a placeholder optic.
Yeah, you
Nice.
can't get it.
Very, very nice. I'm all about it. So anyway, guys, one of the virtues of 2025 is bargains are out there. Bargains are to be had. So be looking around. Be looking for if, when, and what you might need out there. And when you see it, don't hesitate to make the purchase. right? Don't hesitate. When the Midwestern powers call and you see a rifle that should cost, significantly more than $700 for $700, just you get it.
Just do it.
Just get
Nike
it.
got it right.
Just do it. Just do the thing. And then stay tuned for new releases from all the cool cats, because I'm starting to hear those rumors and rumbles and having to sign those NDAs. I'm not giving away specifics, so I'm not in violation of NDAs. Ha ha. But new things are coming, and everybody knows that because it's that time of the year. And I've seen a few of them, and I do like. Think 26 will have some neat stuff. 25 was a little dry. 26 is going to have some neat stuff. I like it.
Yeah, 25 was good in the PCC world.
25 was good in the PCC world, man. Like shout out to Springfield and the Kuna and
Yep.
a number of others who've even been there a minute. Like CZ did revamp the Scorpion. That's been out there for a minute. The kicker there is it's still a blowback gun. Any of the guys running blowback guns kind of took second fiddle in a few ways to the guys running roller delays or radial delays or anything that used a lighter bolt carrier group and was able to eat 9 mil recoil, just because those guns have a more comfortable shooting experience. There's a more comfortable shooting,
User
more play.
friendly.
Yeah, more it's just more pleasant to shoot anything that is using a radial delay or a roller delay, because lighter mass, lower recoil. That's not a knock on the direct blowback system because it is super reliable and it will remain super reliable. I'm not going to get rid of my old S Evo 3S1. It's weird to call that gun old now, but based on I think it's two generations behind in the Scorpion now. It's at least one. But hey, this thing's old now too. Like this was a mid G-watt gas piston gun, but it's got a quad rail, so it's old, like me. Anyway, guys, that's all I've got for today. That's all Joey has for today. He's gonna go, lick wires and try and stick them back together and hopefully not get shocked so his Wi-Fi can come back on. Or I don't know, wrap it with electrical tape or
Pour
stick him.
water on
Yeah,
it.
put
Does
some
that
water
work?
on it, stick him up his nose, all these things that have been known to, fix wires.
The standard.
The standard. Plug it into the left nostril, the
Yep.
line of the house goes into the right nostril, and then you get the TikTok beamed directly to your brain. I heard it. I saw it.
Then you become the modem.
Then you become the modem.
Yep.
Joey, why aren't you in the office? He's still the Wi-Fi modem for the
Can't
Can't leave. He's stuck. Anyway, guys, that's all we got for today. Be on the lookout for those bargains. They are flying around right now, and we are starting to get close to fiscal year turnovers for both the government and then end of year as we get closer and closer into the December and sales time frame. So be on the lookout. I expect some cool stuff to be pretty affordable this year, and make sure you snag it up. Later.
See ya.